Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover will dive deep into the questions that you are asking. He understands the challenges you are facing on a day-to-day basis because he still works every day on the front lines of real estate, with him and his team closing over 1,000 homes per year. On this episode, we will go over step 11 in the Glover U sell system, listing consultation. In this step, Jeff teaches you the 5 things you must do for your listing presentation. Now, let's hear from Jeff Glover on step 11 in the 20 steps of the Glover U sell system.
The listing consultation. There's 20 skills to master in our system. There's 20 skills that when agents get involved with us, that we coach them on. Number 11 is, of course, the listing presentation, consultation, whatever you call it. So I have 3 key thoughts on listing presentations that I've been following throughout the years. Thought number 1 on the listing presentation. Everything about the consultation should revolve around the seller and be beneficial to their decision. Make it about them. What I mean by this isn't old school sales 101 where you're sitting there and presenting features and benefits. Now I understand. And of course, we have a plan of action of what we do to sell homes. And of course, myself and our associates get into presenting a plan of action. But for the most part, we are maintaining control of the presentation by asking a lot of questions and staying on track with our scripts. So everything about the presentation should be about them, which is why I said yesterday at some point, the person doing the majority of the talking loses in a sales situation. Think about your current presentations. The person doing the majority of the talking loses in a sales situation. You can get to a certain level. See, I call this, most of you are like, well, what do you mean? I've got a great presentation. I talk a ton. Well, that's what I call a personality-based presentation. There's a difference between a personality-based presentation and a skilled salesperson. Because a personality-based presentation will get you 20, 30, 40, maybe even 50 transactions a year if you have a great personality and you have high energy and high enthusiasm and you smile a lot and you're energetic and you're outgoing. A personality-based presentation, which, oh, by the way, that's about what 90% of us have because we were never actually taught how to sell. So we've been able to get by on our personalities. So if I were coaching you today, I would ask you the question, do you have a personality-based presentation or do you have a skills-based presentation? And then my follow-up to that would be, how often do you adapt your personality to the person that you're presenting to? Which is a whole nother conversation, which is a later step in the system. See, I have 4 listing presentations. 4. Now, the script is the same on all 4. So for those of you that went and downloaded the script is the same. The style in which I present, the rate of speech in which I present, the enthusiasm in which I present changes based on the personality of the people that I'm presenting to. So I think most of us, and it's just natural because maybe nobody taught us this, most of us go into a presentation with, I know my market, all right, I know the stats, I know the scripts, I know what it's going to take to overcome objections. I know how to close for a signature. I know this stuff. And then we just put our little personality spin on it, and we go present. And we're enthusiastic, and we're energetic, and it's a good presentation. The problem is that if the person that you're presenting to is not of the same style as you, you're not going to win in a lot of cases, which is why we spend a lot of time with our associates making sure they understand the different personality styles, because there's 4 of them. A, how to identify them. B, how to adapt to someone who isn't like me. I wrote down number 2 under the listing consultation. Remember, if we don't pre-qualify, our chances of getting the listing drop substantially. If we don't pre-qualify, our chances of getting the listing drops substantially. Why do we pre-qualify? It shows our level of professionalism. It helps us uncover the objections in advance. it better prepares us for the presentation. And oh, by the way, what do I learn when I do the prequal? I learn their personality style. So that way I'm prepared when I go out and start presenting to them in their language. Number three I wrote down. Anytime I'm in a conversation with the seller prior to the appointment. Anytime I'm in a conversation with the seller prior to the appointment, I am building rapport. Which is then increasing my chances of getting the listing later. Anytime I'm in, so I try to communicate as much as possible. I mean, even when I'm running on time, I mean, of course, I try not to be late, but from time to time it happens. Should never be late to an appointment. You automatically get knocked down a notch. So even when I'm running on time and my appointment's at 11 a.m. on a Saturday, I will call 15 minutes prior, 10 minutes prior, 5 minutes prior, letting them know, looking forward to seeing you in 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it is. I try to have as much dialogue with them as possible before I get there. At the retreat in Traverse City, which of course you heard me announce, I will be doing a live listing presentation on the stage. So you will see from start to finish exactly what that looks like. Now some of you have already seen it because you've bought our DVDs, and in the DVD set is a live listing presentation, a live buyer consultation, and so forth. So I'm going to share with you now the Glover U 5-step listing process. Now, I struggled to come up with a number. You know, I like using kind of, you know, odd numbers, you know. So we went with 5. There's probably 7, 8, 9 other steps if we had more time that I could dig into. But these are the 5 core that I want to share with you. Step number 1, confirm all decision makers will be present before presenting. This is the process that we follow for the listing consultation. Step 1. Confirm all decision makers will be present. There is no sense in going out and presenting to a seller that will have that already has a built-in objection. They have already told you, I can't make a decision tonight. So why would I want to spend my time essentially presenting twice? And oh, by the way, there's a lot of times when a seller will invite a listing agent over to list their property or a buyer in a buyer and a buyer consultation. And maybe the spouse or significant other is present in the other meetings, but for whatever reason, they're not present in yours. You're not getting that appointment. You're not getting that contract. So as much as possible, I am not going to present unless all the decision makers are there. Number 2, mail, deliver, send, however you can get it to them, a pre-listing package prior to the appointment. Mail, deliver, send, and I hate to say it, email is worst case scenario. It's not as effective, especially if it's one you really want. We try to do it on all of them, but the reality is sometimes we have a conversation with someone at 9 a.m., we do the prequal, and we're at their house at 4 p.m. that same day. So if at all possible, and I tell our staff this all the time, try to have at least a couple days of buffer in there so we can follow this process. I remember back in the day when I was a one-man show, you know, just doing everything on my own, I literally would be the DHL driver. And I would deliver my own packages. And, you know, I can tell you that that wasn't a really popular thing from DHL because I ordered a bunch of slips, I ordered a bunch of envelopes, and I wrote out the slips and wrote out everything out and signed them and just delivered them myself until I got a call from a DHL security representative one day. And they said, Mr. Glover, I don't think you're an employee of DHL. You need to stop holding yourself out as one. Okay. You know, I would fill out the slip, and I would leave it at their front door because I wanted it to appear that a nice professional package was being delivered and that I paid $20 to get it there. So when I got that call, I just switched to UPS. No, I went to Manila Envelopes after that. So what is inside of that package that gets delivered? 2A, a copy of your reviews, your company reviews, or your team reviews, and or both. Right, a lot of agents that are in the room are fortunate enough to be on large teams that have a ton of reviews. Utilize them. Company has a ton of positive reviews. Utilize them. you have a lot of personal reviews, combine them with your company reviews. The more reviews that you can overwhelm them with, the better. Because all it says is basically trust what this person is saying to you. I mean, if you read through them all and you get them to them in advance, it basically says, well, we better listen to this gal when she gets here, because look at what everyone said about her or her company. Next, I wrote down 3 actives and 3 solds. What is included in this package? 3 actives and 3 solds. I'm not giving them a complete market analysis. I'm not going through a full presentation of what I'm going to show them at the house. I'm going to give them almost like a teaser. Couple 3 actives, couple 3 solds, to give them an idea of what the home could be worth. And my hope is, and I'm totally okay with it, if they call back and say, hey, we got your pre-listing package, and you sent us some comparables that are nowhere near where we were thinking. Can we have a discussion about this before you come out? Now, of course, and you heard Ivan say it, if they're motivated, then the discussion may be around, you know what, I know that they're motivated, so I will say, you know what, numbers can change. I haven't seen your house yet. This will be one of the first things we talk about when I come out. But if through the pre-qualifying process I determine that they're not, their motivation's like in the middle somewhere, well, that might be my opportunity to cancel the appointment if we're that far off. Because I'd rather spend my time back at the office looking for a more qualified appointment. So I want to get a couple actives and solds in their hands prior to the appointment, so that way they're already softened and ready for a price that I could present. The next thing that's included is blank seller's disclosure statements. And of course, the cover letter on there for a while before we had a nice cover letter, it was just a sticky note. And it would say, please review and fill out prior to our appointment. Well, why would you have them do that in advance? Well, because I didn't want to sit at the table for 15, 20 minutes helping them fill that darn thing out. Well, you know, this one time our washer leaked, and does that count as water in the basement? I don't want to be there when they're filling it out. I can remember when it was just everything was up to me and I had no help. I would actually bring out, so that would go out in the pre-listing package. When I would go on my presentations, I would have basically a self-addressed stamped envelope in my listing folder. And after I would take the listing, I would take it out, and I would say, if you could do me a favor, sometime tonight or tomorrow, if you could fill out the seller's disclosure statement and drop it in the mail, I'd appreciate that. Well, why didn't you just, you're already there, why didn't you help them with it? Because 20 minutes is worth a lot times 100 presentations a year. I need that 20 minutes back to be doing something else. I need that 20 minutes to be sitting in the car doing some lead follow-up after the presentation. So I'm not sitting there helping them fill that thing out. And finally, what is included? A resume. Some type of resume. Simple, one page. You know, you don't need pictures of all the awards that you've won or your dog or your cat. Just a simple one page. This is who I am, how long I've been in the business, my credentials. Essentially selling them on you, and I've seen some pretty good ones through the years. A nice one is a well-balanced one where it's selling them on you and your organization, whether it's your company, the team you're affiliated with, because at the end of the day, they're making a decision based on a couple of things, right? How well they feel about you on the appointment and if they can trust the company that you're affiliated with. So I'm making sure they understand the value of the company that I'm affiliated with. That's step 2, the pre-listing package. Step 3 is call back and remind them of the appointment. Never confirm. Get confirm out of your vocabulary. Call back and remind them of the appointment. When you confirm, you're giving someone a chance to say no or to cancel on you. So I want to make sure that they got the pre-listing package. This is the opportunity for them to maybe give me an objection. I want to know what they're thinking. Number 4 in the 5-step listing process, flip the switch at the door. You heard that several times. I can't tell you how important that word is in the sales dictionary, if there is one. Flip the switch at the door, meaning you are putting on a performance that is all about them. And it doesn't matter what happened to you on the way over. It doesn't matter what happened to you that morning. It doesn't matter whether we have snow in the forecast. None of that matters. All of that's clear and out of our mind, and we're flipping the switch because it's all about them. And finally, last but not least, step number 5, remember, it is showtime. It's showtime. Meaning, imagine if you're on stage and you have lights on you. How do you appear? How professional are you? How is your smile? What is the material that you're presenting? Showtime. This is a presentation in which they're making a decision. They're judging you. Let's be honest, this is a bit of an image business. They're judging us constantly on how we present. Why is that? They're trusting us with their greatest asset. And oh, by the way, we're representing their greatest asset. So they have the right to judge us. That's why you'll hear that a lot about this business. It's an image business.
Thank you for taking your time to join Jeff today on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast. To take the real estate self-assessment that begins the Glover U sales system and have a member of Glover U get on a call with you to create an action plan to improve your score, go to www.gloveru.com/self. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Search for Live Unreal with Glover U on iTunes, Podbean, or Spotify and subscribe today. Until next time, remember, the person doing the majority of the talking loses in a sales situation.